This is Phantom 105.2.
Ready? From Dublin, Ireland, this is a Phantom 105.2 podcast. For more information, head to phantom.ie.
Kirsten Batista Farizi, I hope I'm not saying her name, I'm probably not. I'll get it in a moment. Her father was prosecuted for distributing the groundbreaking porn film Deep Throat 40 years ago. And this week she'd looked back at how it changed her life and how it broke boundaries for women, even those who absolutely hated the film. And she joins me now on the phone line. Kirsten, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're talking football here, Kirsten, so we switched gears big time. But your article in the Daily Beast this week really caught my attention, and we talked about porn, I suppose from a male perspective, on a man panel earlier in the week. But there was more in your article I kind of wanted to address. But first, can you tell me about your father and what business he was in?
Well, my dad came from very humble beginnings. He's a first-generation Italian-American with very blue-collar roots. My grandfather worked for the railroad, and he was the first in our family to graduate from college. He graduated from Villanova University with a business degree. In 1974, he was a stockbroker at W. E. Hutton in Philadelphia and distributing Deep Throat as a side business with a college friend of his when he was indicted by the federal government on obscenity charges. So when that all happened, he lost his stockbroker's license, and for the last 40 years has been in the pornography business. He currently owns interests in 4 adult retail stores in the state of Florida.
Really? And, I mean, you know, I suppose I want to ask you how that affects your family, if it does in a negative way at all. But why was Deep Throat such a significant film?
You know, it was the first really explicit view of really amazing fellatio available in mainstream theaters across the country. And keep in mind, this was a time when VCRs were not available, and it was the only way to really get a glimpse of this kind of material. It was also cleverly packaged in this catchy storyline, which had not been done before, which I think really garnered the attention from the general public. And, you know, while there's not much to be said about the film's quality, it really broke ground in terms of highlighting the importance of female sexuality.
And can you go into greater detail about that? Because, you know, in the article you do talk quite well, I feel, about this, that it did empower women, and how so?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it really put forth something more. It gave people a better understanding about sex and the arousal for women. It finally showed that women's sexuality was equally as important to males. You know, when you're no longer repressed or considered lesser than in any type of scenario, sexual relationship or otherwise, it's really going to affect your viewpoints and your drive and outlook on life. And this film, really, I see it as they broke a lot of taboos about what's acceptable and not acceptable to talk about in terms of sex. And, you know, just in America, when Deep Throat arrived on the scene, there was lots of other conversations happening about abortion, rights in the workplace, birth control, and it forced a lot of conversation and debate in these areas, and I think specifically around abortion rights and birth control. And ultimately, I feel silence about sexuality leaves women easily ostracized for premarital sex and pregnancy, and that's just not acceptable.
Okay. And, I mean, like, it is a very far-reaching issue, and we only touched on it with our kind of discussion with the man panel earlier in the week. But, I mean, Louis Theroux is a journalist, a TV presenter. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he did a documentary on the American porn industry 15 years ago, and then another one just was aired last week, or this week, sorry, to look at it and how it's changed over the last 15 years. And he's saying that, you know, like the music industry and the movie industry, it's really in decline, and people who are involved in it are struggling to get a career out of it. Is this what you are aware of as well?
You know, I think decline is a strong word. I would say the porn industry is in flux right now. It is a lot tougher to earn money now with the economy not doing as well. And in the last few years, issues like the piracy of licensed material is a big problem for the adult industry. And you mentioned, of course, the availability of free pornography. And the movie and music industries are really good example since they struggled with a lot of the same issues. But today we still buy music, we go to movies, rent movies, rent them on Netflix or on the internet. And so I think porn will always be available as a product, and eventually the adult industry is just going to figure out how to utilize technology and deliver their products in a new and creative way. For example, my father's stores, you know, 10 years ago, they sold primarily DVDs, but now the stocks are, you know, stocked with adult novelty toys, and people tend to want to have a brick-and-mortar retail experience when they're selecting these type of products. So I think the porn industry will just constantly evolve and just never disappear.
There's two things I want to ask you as well very quickly. You know, a lot of people would argue that obviously the porn industry isn't liberating for women even in 2012, and the fact that it's so low paying perhaps, you know, for certain female stars that they turn to prostitution to subsidize their incomes. Is this very widespread, and how do you feel about this?
You know, I just interviewed six adult stars that was featured in the showcase with the Daily Beast article. Stars like Jessica Drake, Joanna Angel, Stormy Daniels, and, you know, while I'm sure women start in the adult business and they're just not successful at it, what I found in talking to these stars, they're writing and directing their own movies, they're launching companies, developing great product lines, and you know, I'd always heard they were very savvy businesswomen, but when I talked to them and saw how intelligent they were, they really truly are taking reign of their career and are very actively involved in what they're doing in the adult industry. For example, Joanna Angel, she was just great. She has a college degree from Rutgers University, and she's really credited with creating like a niche in the porn industry that features women with tattoos and the total goth look, and she created something specialized, a really interesting, unique product. So I think in any business you enter, you have to be smart about what you're doing so that you're not taken advantage of.
Okay. I mean, that's fair enough as well. I could talk to you for ages, but we are running out of time. Kirsten, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon on the show. And we may talk again. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Phantom 105.2.
You've been listening to a Phantom 105.2 podcast. For more information, head to phantom.ie.